to Jerusalem. Jesus took the 12 disciples aside privately, and said to them on the way, "Listen, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified, and he will be resurrected on the third day." Amen. Thank you, God. The 20th verse says, "Then the mother of Zebedee's sons approached him with her sons. She knelt down to ask him for something. What do you want?" he asked her. "Promise," she said to him, "that these two sons of mine may sit on your right and the other on your what? Left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" "We are able," they said to him. He told them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right and left is not mine to give. Instead, it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared by my" who? "Father." Amen. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Want to choose to sit on the right hand and the left hand. That's an unselfish mother. She didn't talk about herself, did she? Thank you, God. That's a seriously unselfish mother. Thank you, God. She didn't talk about herself. She asking for her sons. Amen. Thank you, Lord. She want her sons to be great. Amen. Amen. She sees them as great. If she asking Christ, can they sit on the right and the left? Amen. Thank you, God. She probably saying, "I don't care where I am as long as my sons can sit on the right and the left." Amen. They're great in my eyes. I want them to be great in your kingdom. Amen. So this morning, we need to let you know that greatness comes with sacrifice. Greatness, being great, comes with sacrifice. Why did I read the 17th through the 19th verse? Because this was important, because this was Christ's third prediction of his death. Amen. Thank you, God. He's telling his disciples, "They're getting ready to kill me. And here she come." Amen. Thank you, Lord. Here she come, the next thing that's reported. Amen. See, some things may have happened in between Christ telling his disciples and this woman, amen, coming to Christ. But it says then at that time, the mother of Zebedee's sons approached him with her sons. She brought them with her. Amen. She didn't just come on their behalf. You know, sometimes we like to show up at the schools and stuff on their behalf. Amen. She brought them with her. Amen. She wanted Christ to see the evidence that they are here. Amen. She said, "Oh God," she approached him and knelt down. Amen. When she approached him, she didn't come boisterous. Come on, Jesus. She was coming to ask a great thing, but she didn't come at Christ funny. Come on, Jesus. Hey, sometimes folks come at you funny. They can't get what they want. Amen. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons approached him with her sons. She knelt down to ask him who? Christ, for something. "What do you want?" he asked her. See, some of us get offended when folks ask us what we want. I'm telling the truth. You walk up to somebody and they say, "What do you want?" Come on. Yes, that's right. We don't even know how to what? Take it. But you got to understand, sometimes when folks asking you what you want, they really want to know, what is your need? What is it you need? Amen. He says, "What do you want?" Promise. She really believed Christ. She asking him to enter into a covenant with her right now. She said, "I want a promise from you that these two sons of mine may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your kingdom." What does that tell us about the mother of the sons of Zebedee? What does that tell us about her faith? What does that tell us about where she is in Christ? Come on. Sometimes the very things we ask tells folks about where we are in Christ. Some of the things that come out of us will, explicitly define who we are in Christ. Jesus. The word of God says out of the mouth what? The heart speaks. Oh, she said, I want promise. She didn't say, could you work on it? She didn't say, could it might happen. She said, I want a promise. See, when you go into covenant, things aren't supposed to be broken. Amen? She says, I need a promise. Christ told her, you don't know what you're asking. You really don't know what you're asking. Do we really know what we're asking when we ask God for things? See, with greatness comes sacrifice. When we're asking for certain positions in God or in his kingdom, we have to understand that it comes with what? Great sacrifice. When we want to be in a certain place, on a certain line, in a certain house, oh my God, at a certain stature, we have to understand when we're looking for a certain positions or not, but when we're asking for things that are great, because if this wasn't great, I don't know what is. When we're asking for greatness, we have to understand it comes with what? Sacrifice. Christ asked, are you able to drink the cup? And she said, assuredly. They say it. Not just her. Who was they? The mother and who? The two sons. They said, we are able. Yeah. That means we're going to hold fast. Amen. Whatever it is we need to do to get to this thing, we'll stay right there. Amen. He told them, you will indeed drink my cup. He signed the contract right there. That's solidified. He said, you will indeed drink my cup. Do we understand the cup? But to sit at my right hand and my left is not mine to give. Let me dispel all the foolishness out there that the Islamic nation, the Jehovah's Witness, or the atheist, even though anybody. Let me dispel that right here with what Christ said. Let me dispel this thing that they said that Christ thought he was God. Let me dispel this thing that they say that Christ was just a prophet who wanted God's title. Amen? He says right here, he lets you know, it's not even my choice. I can't give you what the Father does not declare for me to give. Christ understood Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He understood that he was a portion of the Trinity that still had a higher power to answer to. Come on, Jesus. Oh, Lord. He says, but to sit at my right and left is not mine to give. I can't give you that. Sometimes when we're praying in the name of Jesus, are we asking for things that he's able to give? It belongs. He said it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. Even when Christ gave us the prophecy of the revelation, he had to get it from who? God. God gave Christ that revelation. Now, granted, Christ sent it to us by the angels and through who? John. He says, it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. Jeremiah 29:11 says what? I know the plans I have for you, says who? The Lord. Not plans to harm you. It has already been prepared by my Father. Let me tell you that wherever you're going to land in the kingdom, it's already in place. If your name is in the book of life, it's already in place. Amen? You either going to be steadfast and hold and keep that name in that book. Amen? Because God has already prepared that. God prepared, oh my God, our place with him in the beginning. The Word was the what? Word. And the Word what? Was God. When he spoke it, it was him. And the Word what? Was with God. Word, Jesus Christ. The Word was already with him. Thank you, Lord. We need to understand that with greatness, here we go, comes sacrifice. To be great, you want to be seen. You want to be known. It comes with a lot of sacrifice. Let me come into the earth for just a moment. When we see these people of great stature being crumbled even right now, so much so that people that we thought we were looking up to, God is exposing this thing. With that greatness came sacrifice, because they were going after the greatness of the world. Let me tell you something. You want to be on television. You want to be in the movies. Oh my God. All our young boys, black boys, I'm black, I'm going to say it, can think about, I want to be the next big rapper. With that greatness that you're looking for comes sacrifice. And then you begin to see their lives exposed for the very things that they did to get where they what are. With greatness comes sacrifice. Even our politicians, with all the stuff that's coming down the pipes about their lives, with greatness in this world, right here, comes sacrifice. Oh, God. But when we seek greatness in the Lord, you see, we have to understand that our sacrifice is to be a servant. Greatness comes with sacrifice, seeing my servitude. Greatness comes with sacrifice, seeing my servitude. Who am I? Where am I? You know, it's not ironic that at the beginning of this particular chapter, Christ told the parable of the vineyard workers, and then all of this takes place. Then he tells them about he does the third prediction of his death, and right behind that, here comes this lady who wants to know how to get in, how I can get my sons in the kingdom. She didn't say in the kingdom, and she was specific. You better be specific. She said, I want one on the right hand side. And I want one on the left. I don't want any place. I'm asking for what I want. Amen? But Christ cleared that up real fast. That's not my place to give. I can't give you that. God is very real with us. He will let us know when he can't give us something. Sometimes we try to go ahead of him and get it anyway, and we find ourselves in a fix. But if we look back at the beginning of this chapter, Christ told the parable of the vineyard workers. Amen? And so much so, let me sum that up for you. When he told the parable of the vineyard workers, he talked about those who came right away and were hired. Amen? And they were told to work and they would get the pay. Amen? And then some more came later on in the day. Let's say the first group came out early in the morning. So they worked all, what, day long. Then you had another group. Oh, that came out about midday, and they were hired, and they worked from midday all night. And you had something that didn't come till the evening time, when it was almost time to knock off, amen? And the question was asked, well, why aren't you working? Because nobody hired us. Well, you hired right now. And they might have worked an hour, amen? But when everybody turned, came back to get the pay, everybody got the same pay. Who do you think was disgruntled? Those ones that really had the longest, because they were there in the early morning, or because they came before me, you see, come on, because they came to Christ before I did, they think that they have an advantage over me, but it's not so. If you come to Christ, even right now, those who have been in Christ for years and years, you have the same rights. You have the same rights to the kingdom, amen? God has no respect of person. It doesn't matter how long you've been serving him, but you better be serving him. It doesn't matter. Thank you, God. I'm not going to go there. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Greatness comes with what? Sacrifice. Seeing my servitude. You see, sometimes when God has given us visions and missions and given us tasks and given us a job to do, sometimes we think it's too much. Sometimes we get tired. Amen? But we have to understand that we're servants. Y'all see me doing this? We're serving. I'm a servant to Rhema. God called me to serve. Amen? I'm a preacher, but God called me to serve. Amen? When you're called, amen, you're called to serve people. Amen? The greatest pastor there ever was Christ. And he served. Amen? He served the people in more ways than what? One. He made sure the people were fed. Amen? He made sure the people were taken care of. When they were sick, they were healed. Amen? He even went as far as to bring the dead ones back to what? Life. Amen? And even when Mary kneeled down to wash his feet, he told her that wasn't necessary. Amen? He came to serve. Amen? I should wash your feet. Amen? Christ comes to serve. We have to be servants. Greatness comes with sacrifice. That simply means you got to give up some things. You might have to give up some things out of your life that you don't think you finished with. Is this making sense to y'all? Y'all got to stay with this thing spiritually, and you got to also look at it carnally. There's some things you got to let go of. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes folks need you. They need you. And you walking past them every day and don't understand that need. Greatness comes with sacrifice. Are you saved? Really saved? Are you sanctified? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord? That he did die. And he was raised from the grave. I just can't get with you not understanding. But I do understand why you don't understand. I might not be able to get with why you don't, but I understand why you don't. Because you haven't fully committed to him. You have a block there. Greatness comes with sacrifice. Seeing myself as a servant. Seeing myself as beneath some others. Amen? And I'm not talking about down on the ground and dirty. I'm talking about beneath. You are nobody big. I don't care how large your ministry is. You are a servant. Amen? I don't care how oh my God. The people steady pouring into what you call in ministry, pouring into what you say God told you to do. You taking and your folks in your church struggling, folks in your church suffering, folks in your church losing their homes, folks in your church lights off, but you buying jet planes. I had to go there. This is the reality of what we're living through. Greatness comes with sacrifice. All that greatness you got, then give up some of it. Hand some over to somebody else. Come on, Jesus. God did not call us. Thank you, Lord, to be paid. He called us to preach. Without a preacher, how can they hear? There are some among us, even in our families, that have not heard. Without a preacher, how can they hear? So we've got to open our mouth. God dealt with me with that, with some things. You got to open your mouth and you got to preach whether they want to hear it or not. And my preaching ain't always up here on this pulpit. My preaching has to be my lifestyle, amen? Folks might not like it or care about it. They think you holier than holy. But preaching has to be my lifestyle, amen? Not that I have to walk around with this book and bam anybody in the head with it, but preaching has to be my lifestyle. The way I live preaches the word of God. Greatness comes with sacrifice, y'all. Seeing my servitude. How many of us in here right now see where we are as a servant to the Lord? I just want you to think about it. Because there are some of us that don't. And you may not have thought about it before this moment, that you are a servant to the kingdom. The greatness that God has placed in your lives and over your lives comes with some sacrifice. Means giving up some things to him, amen? Giving up some things for him, amen? Greatness comes with sacrifice. Let me go back to this mother, and we're almost done. God is letting me teach right now. But when we look at that mother, evidently, our children are always great in our eyes. Is there anybody in here that has children who don't think your child is great? That's the way God looks at us and wants us to be. That's the way that mother looked at her children, and she felt like they needed the best. How many of us in here have tried not to give our children the best? She wanted the best for her children. So she asked for it, amen? Now, Christ told us that you're going to drink of my cup, but I can't promise you the right hand or the left hand, because it's not mine to give. That's when we have to understand where our role begins and our role ends. It's some things we can't promise. We can't promise nobody salvation. All we can do is give them Jesus. They have to accept that thing for themselves. I'm going to promise you, you're going to be saved. I can't promise you're going to be saved if you're still out there living their life. No. Greatness comes with sacrifice. People want to be better than they are. I don't even have to go to greatness. How many of us want to be better than we are right now? Thank you, Sister Jalen. My hand not up by itself. How many of us want to be better than we are right now? We work hard every day to be better. So to be better means we want to be great. But it comes with some sacrifice. You got to give up some things. That sacrifice, you got to give up some time to study. And sacrifice. Our children, we want our children to be great in school. They got to give up something. They got to sacrifice. Y'all got to sacrifice some time and get in your books. You got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice and go in the path that you want to be in. If you want to, oh my God, if you want to be a pilot, you can't get there unless you sacrifice that time and go to pilot school. You can't go be a musician and try to fly a plane. Greatness comes with sacrifice, seeing my servitude. God says we have to see ourselves as servants. There's nothing wrong with being a servant. Nothing wrong with being a servant. Folks want to put it in the mentality of slave. Guess what? There wasn't anything wrong with being a slave either. They got fed. They had a place to live. You know, when you know, during the time of Moses and even Abraham, servants or slaves, as we call them, they were a part of their family. Now the tide turns when they're made slaves under people who don't believe the same thing they believe. That's when the tide turns. Because if you're put in servitude or in slavery under those who don't believe what you believe, they don't serve the God you serve, you see, it becomes punitive. And there are some penalties. Because they're going to eventually feel like, I'm putting the food in your mouth. You're going to serve my lowercase G-O-D God. Are y'all with me? Greatness comes with what? Sacrifice. And if you want to move on, thank you, Lord, in that place that you're under, if you want to move up the chain and it's not of God, you're moving up the chain in the what? Wrong way. Greatness comes with sacrifice. I don't care how you turn that around. You either going to get in the right line and move up that line, or you going to get in the wrong line and move up that line. Folks are becoming great every day all over this world. But what greatness are they seeking after? Are they seeking after Father, Son, Holy Spirit? Are they seeking after the things of this world? I'm not going to call a name, but we can just look at the news and see foolishness. You wanted your child to be great, so you allow your child to be with this person that didn't have any God in them? And what's happened now? Your child's life is ruined. Come on, people. You want your child to be great, so if you feel like the president, and I'm not picking on Mr. Trump this morning, I'm just saying the president in general. And if he's not right, and you pushing your child to be one of his aides, oh, you just so excited about it, your child not going to be right either. Greatness comes with sacrifice. You want to be the greatest artist there is? I know my child is anointed to sing. But my child chose that going the route she was going to have to go wasn't God. That greatness wasn't worth it. Come on, Jesus. We need to understand greatness comes with sacrifice. You got to be able to see yourself as a servant. When you're a servant, you have a humble spirit. You stay humble. But with that humbleness comes focus. You stay focused as well. Are y'all getting this? You stay focused. Don't just tell me you're getting it. I need you to get it. When you become a servant and you have humility and you're humble, you trust God, you don't try to jump and move fast to get to that greatness, let me tell you something. Take your time and let God move you to that greatness. I might be a little higher than I am in my job had I not understood servitude. I'm not trying to get there any kind of way. I'm not. I'm going to take my time and let God take his time. Folks think you ought to be at this position. You where God wants you to be and needs you to be right now. Servitude. Seeing myself as a servant. Thank you, God. Y'all come on, stand to your feet. I don't know what else to tell you. Except that greatness comes with what? Sacrifice. Greatness comes with what? Sacrifice. It's a whole lot going on. Why y'all thinking on that greatness coming with sacrifice? The word of God says sometimes we got to sacrifice some things. Amen? And he says some of these things move but by what? Fasting and what? Praying. Prayer and what? Supplication. When you're fasting, that's total sacrifice, a giving up of the things that cause our flesh to be satisfied. So that our spirit can be what? Fed. Get ready, Rhema, because the sacrifice is on the way. Amen. Father, we thank you now for your people.